Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Let's go to Johnson calling from Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you. What's up?
Okay, it got really quiet. I decided to call earlier. I was driving around on the road, and I wanted to hear the show, so I decided to call in and sort of be on hold. And while I was on hold, I was kind of thinking, and an idea popped into my head. The other night, Ian, I asked you to plug the Dig site.
Yes.
We've got dig.freetalklive.com. It's, a podcast directory. And it's a kind of a cool place where people can go and comment on each individual show.
Yes, they can.
And I wanted to promote it a little bit better, and I kind of came up with an idea, and I'm willing to fork over a little bit of money for this idea.
Okay.
And so what I want to do is I want to sponsor a contest for this coming week. So from this show, once Ian posts, it's going to automatically appear at dig.freetalklive.com and in the shows that are listed there. So from this show to next Friday's show, the comment that gets posted that receives the most digs, I will give that person a free shirt.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So a free shirt, color, design of their choice from the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com?
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Why don't you do me a favor and...
Now, it's a comment or the show? I'm not understanding exactly.
It's a comment, because the way the dig system works is that things that are more popular kind of get votes.
Right,
there's a little number that comes after your name. It's sort of like our karma system on the BBS. And essentially, I want more people to comment there. So, obviously that's why I'm sponsoring the contest. But the other thing is that people can vote... not only on shows that they like and say, hey, I really liked this episode of Free Talk Live, and they can dig an episode up, but as people comment on those episodes, people can dig up or dig down comments. So if someone comes in and says something that people don't like, they can dig that down. Or if someone says something that, you think is particularly funny or particularly somehow smart or intellectual, you can dig that comment up.
So whoever posts a comment that gets the most digs, you'll give them a shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you do me a favor, write up an update for me to send out to our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That way those people can get that information too.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks, Johnson. Appreciate the call, man. And it's very cool of him to go out of on a limb like that, because he must be using his own money for this. He didn't discuss it with me.
Right, and it's going to be a lot more effective than giving away $20 to the person who gets the best thing. You know, the shirts are...
$17.76.
Right. So, I mean, it's essentially giving away a $20 bill, but they're more valuable.
It's actually a little more than that, because it's like $10 shipping. So
well, there you go.
It's really like a $30.
He's paying the shipping, too.
1-800-259-9231. Now, we just got off the phone a few moments ago in hour number one with Frank in New York. He had this experience in the Canadian healthcare system about a decade and a half ago, and he claimed it was just a glowing experience. He
said, it probably was.
I believe the guy.
Oh, yeah.
No reason to disbelieve him. I'm just saying that I think there are some factors that we don't know about and that Frank doesn't know about that factored into the fact that he got better treatment than most Canadians get. Maybe there's something about that, he was a visitor to the country.
The one
he
thing
bought
is,
some special insurance,
right,
travel insurance.
He doesn't
insurance.
Have any now. So he's comparing an instance where he had insurance, he bought into the system, to where he hasn't bought into the system.
When he was in America and had a bad experience.
Right. We have a system in America. It's called insurance. They have a system in Canada. It's called socialized medicine.
Well, he said he had American insurance, but they didn't cover the thing that he was going after.
That was two separate instances, actually. He says he doesn't have insurance now, and he said that the bad experience, he did have insurance, and they didn't
right.
take it.
That's what I thought. Either way, let's actually share a handful of stories from real Canadian people. Now, we shared an email that was sent to us earlier this week I've no reason to disbelieve him. Had an awful time where he pulled his leg or he was doing some karate. He went into the Canadian healthcare system, waited for hours, was finally seen by a doctor who looked at him for 30 seconds, said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but take this blood thinner. And then that didn't work. Turned out later on he had hemophilia, which is a thin blood problem, so that might have actually compounded the issue. He went back to the Canadian system, waited for several more hours, saw another doctor who looked at him for 30 seconds and said, well, I don't know what the problem is. You've got your, we know you've got blood in your urine at this point, so take some steroids. That might help solve that problem. And the fact is, he didn't get the help he needed until he went to the privately run charitable children's hospital in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's not the issue. We're not saying that America's healthcare system is great. We're
never
saying,
have we said that.
That we are saying that free enterprise and the free market will bring freedom inside of healthcare. You will have better, superior service at a lower cost, more available to everyone.
Absolutely. I just feel it's important, though, to counteract his claims with some other Canadian citizens and what they're experiencing.
Sure, because if socialized medicine works, please, let's do it. I just don't think it does.
Well, I went in and typed into Google Canadian healthcare system visitors, and one of the sites that came up was nomorewaiting.info. It's a website for Canadians who, this is apparently a fairly widespread problem, that Canadians have to wait an awfully long time in order to get
That's the main problem that I've heard, and sometimes waiting means dying.
Well, beyond the fact that you have to wait, then you get to see doctors who don't care about you.
Right.
Which is what happened.
They're also incentivized to see you very quickly.
Right. So here's a story from Jane in Toronto. She says, what we have in Ontario is legislated malpractice. For every patient on a waiting list, 10 others have been sent away. What we don't see is the number of brutal triage decisions which are made. I had 4 foot surgeries. Everyone, too little, too late. It took over 4 years for them to take enough time to realize there was even a problem following poor treatment of an injury. Ontario had has had a mass exodus of orthopedic surgeons because they're denied the resources to do their jobs. The ones who remain are frazzled and unable to do their jobs properly. One foot doctor left London, Ontario in the middle of his 2-year waiting list. Now his Toronto colleague has a 4-year waiting list. The executive clinic doctor said the only thing which will fix the Ontario system is $1 million and 6 years of court battle. It's illegal for doctors to offer services outside of the system or even talk about it. She goes on, but let's get a story from Alan in Port Perry, Ontario. He says, about 2 years ago, I spoke to my doctor about a tingling, pins and needles sensation in the fingers of my left hand. That's kind of a sign, you know, you want to pay attention to that.
Sounds like a heart problem. I don't know, just from my layman's point of view.
He said he'd get me an appointment with a neurosurgeon. Remember, this was 2 years ago. He's still waiting for the appointment.
God.
He says, don't the politicians realize that the longer you wait, the more it costs? I compare the bodies.
No, I'm not sure that's true. At some point or another,
you'll die.
You die. So there's a formula at some point or another that waiting is a good thing.
Sadfar.
From a fiscal standpoint for the politicians.
From Toronto, Sadfar writes, I am waiting for an MRI of my back to investigate some numbness I'm experiencing in my foot. Having been healthy otherwise, I'm deeply concerned about what may be causing this numbness. My doctor isn't able to comment on the possible reasons, and my MRI is scheduled for mid-April. Having been through a very difficult period of my life recently, it appears that the worry about not knowing what may be wrong with me has been the last straw for me and has given me an anxiety disorder that is affecting my daily life. Firstly, I'm not able to get a diagnosis for the numbness in my foot because I can't get an MRI soon enough, and when I develop anxiety problems because of not being able to find out, I'm told that it takes 8 to 10 months to get an appointment with a psychiatrist or to get into any kind of covered therapy. In my case,
can you imagine how difficult it is, in fact, to get services just as a normal person? Psychotherapy works. I've been skeptical of it in the past, but I really, I've come to believe that it really does work. What happens to people, normal folks, like you, Ian, who have, that weird thing about not leaving the house. You could be cured
of that.
You could be cured of that just by going to a psychotherapist, but you'd never get to be able to see them in Canada, whereas here in America, you could pay for it.
It's true. He says, in my case, I would blame the Canadian health system for giving me an anxiety disorder because of the wait times. Geraldine in Sydney, British Columbia, had a hernia operation, this is a doozy, in 1994. She says, I was told it was good, and in 1998 I found out I was left in the dark because a mistake was made. I got a repair surgery done in 2000, and I was told it was good. I found out now, in 2007, I still have the same hernia with side effects from the long-term anti-acid pill and am suffering still. And now I'm ignored and feeling abandoned by our Canadian healthcare system. Hmm. There's four stories to counter Frank's glowing review. More on the way. Cool. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. We've got the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, to get interactive there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. People still want to talk healthcare. Let's go to the phones to Craig in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig.
Hi. Just want to make a couple of points about healthcare.
Please.
The first thing is that I had a policy about 5 years ago where it was only cost me $50 a month. And basically, I paid everything up to $2,000, and if it was over $2,000 in a year, they would pay everything else, and that worked out really well for me. So if you don't treat it like prepaid healthcare and treat it like insurance, you can get a policy that will really be quite cheap. And that's something I think people are overlooking.
Absolutely. Critical care, right? I mean, that's where if something awful happens, you pay up to a certain amount, and then they cover the rest. I think that's what you were advocating the other night, wasn't it, Mark?
It really seems to be the way that works best. You can take care of your own yourself. I think that going to the doctor every year for a 30-year-old male is just too often. I think the doctors want to see us a little more often than we need to go, mm-hmm. is what my opinion is. And you know what? I think as a radio ad salesperson, that you need to buy more ads than you actually need. And that's just the way it is. Right. People that sell things want you to buy more of them. So
One more thing. That guy that had a problem with going to the hospital and they wanted him to pay full price, he was on a Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan, and you have to go and look for the specific hospitals that are on the plan.
Well, now hold on. You've sort of combined his stories. He said he bought a Blue Cross plan when he was in Canada, and when he went into the hospital, he did not have any coverage.
Go ahead.
I thought that he was talking about a separate incident in the United States where he had a Blue Cross Blue Shield policy in the United States and was denied. That's what I thought. I thought it was
two completely separate stories. You've got to look for what's on the plan, and you've got to do it before you have the emergency. Find the hospitals that are near you that are on the plan, and you'll be taken care of. I've had two emergencies in the past 2 years in my family, mm-hmm. and I'm on a Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan now, and it's been really great. But you have to go to the right hospital.
And just to make it clear, it's not that he was turned down for service. His insurance was turned down, and he was told that he would have to pay for the...
So he chose not to.
Right. The care was not turned down. He had the option of getting the care. If it's an emergency situation, you're dying, maybe you'll make a different choice,
Right. So that's my bottom line. I think healthcare in this country is really good for me. I mean, I really do enjoy
it. It could be much better. Right. I can't say I think it's good, but I think it could be better.
It could be a lot better.
The free market, but...
Because costs should be coming down instead of going up because of all the government regulation. That's why it's not in as good of shape as it could be. But thank you for the call, Craig. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Inevitably, people are going to have good experiences in the American system.
I've had a good experience at the post office, but that doesn't mean that the post office is a great organization and as efficient as...
And the best way to deliver a letter.
Exactly.
It's not.
Let's continue with the calls and talk to Don in Kansas City. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going, everybody?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Just to hit on the point of the insurance, I actually agree with you guys that social health care does not work whatsoever. We just had a debate at work about this. But you just don't get the same quality of service if you were going and paying out of your own pocket for the service.
Right, they just don't care.
If I was your boss, I'd tell you guys to pipe down and get back to work.
my job is pretty relaxed. But another topic that I want to talk about is: did you guys hear about the Bayer Corporation medicine being affected with HIV?
What is this? Bayer Corporation?
Bayer Corporation. Yes.
The aspirin guys.
Yes. Okay. Aspirin. Their medicine was some of their medicine was infected with HIV. And
how is that possible? HIV living outside of, the human body temperature?
Well, I'm not going to debate that whole issue. If you want to check it out, just go on YouTube and type in Bayer Corporation. It was MSNBC.
On YouTube?
Yes, YouTube. It's called Bayer Corporation launches medication infected with HIV.
Okay, well, you can put any. I could get up there and dance with a lamp shade on my head and a little pink tutu. Is there a news story
with MSNBC? Yes, it was a news story that was printed from MSNBC.
Okay,
so just get on there and check it out. But I think it's really interesting because number one, it proves the point that the FDA doesn't work because they would have caught this, and then number two, it just kind of shows how crooked business is because I don't really think that they're going to pay for this. Mistake if it's true, but I'll let you guys be the judge of it. But
wow.
I just want to bring some light to that situation because, that's crazy if this is
it's
true.
Crazy. If it is true, it's pretty crazy. I find it really hard to believe. I mean, the quality control in companies is pretty. You know, it's pretty strict, but...
And I maybe the HIV virus is dead and they've decided to try it for something. I don't know. What the hell? That's a strange claim.
Yeah, there must be. Thank you for the call, Don. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Cato in Tennessee. Cato, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, guys. Here's some empirical data about Canada's healthcare system. This is from the Fraser Institute in Vancouver, which is a libertarian think tank. It's an article from the Seattle Times.
Okay.
According to them, the Organization for Economic and Cooperation and Development, among the countries that are in that, Canada spends the most on a system and it ranks among the last in such indicators as access to physicians, quality of medical equipment, and key healthy outcomes. Healthcare is not the only indication of life expectancy. I mean, there's other things. So you have to look with life expectancy not only at healthcare, but other factors. So to say that Canadians live longer than Americans, that's, as Frank would say, a red herring. Also, Canada outlaws private health care for anything that the government provides, any medical services that the government provides.
That's true.
And that's why they have such long waiting lines, is because the government is chipping away at the number and variety of services that it covers. And as Mark said, there is a brain drain going on. Ford said that the doctor shortage looms as the nation falls 500 doctors a year short of 2,500 new physicians that it needs.
Mm.
And then finally, I wonder what sort of procedure Frank went in for, because to summarize, the report says the Canadian system works fine for minor problems, but danger lies ahead as the baby boomers age and more serious illnesses affect them.
Yeah, that is a problem, is their population's aging just like ours, and so therefore you're going to have a smaller amount of younger people working to keep alive a group of people that is constantly able to live longer and longer. Our older people are living longer and longer, and therefore are needing more and more medical care. You used to have a nice fat heart attack, and bam, you're out of there at 64.
So wait, you're saying that the Fraser Institute in Canada is saying that the Canadian healthcare system not so great, but the UN is saying the Canadian system's just super.
Right, and the Fraser Institute, like I said, it's sort of like the Cato Institute up in Canada.
Gotcha. Thanks for the numbers, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, Mark, don't you have something about supplements
in
your email box? Let's jump into that here in a moment, and we'll take your calls about anything. Socialist health care. You know what? It's a bad idea. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today!
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hi, this is Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's a battle of epic proportions. Powerful forces against unmovable objects. No, not Brad Pitt fighting his Achilles in Troy. I'm talking about a modern hero. Come back and I'll give you the rundown.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
He's no Brad Pitt, but Hybrid 3 is a modern-day warrior. He's a crash test dummy and the product of a blockbuster crusade by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to save lives. The family of Hybrid 3s are built to mimic human physiology with three types of instrumentation. Accelerometers, which measure acceleration in multiple directions. Load sensors, which calculate force on different body parts. And movement sensors, which gauge chest deflection. Data collected from frontal and side impacts enable OEMs to design safer vehicles. Now that's a five-star performance. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You go and get them. They're on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We'll go back to the phone shortly here real quick. Johnson dug up some information on the gentleman who called in about the HIV, the Bayer selling drugs.
Thank goodness.
With HIV in it. It really happened. According to The Guardian, over in the United Kingdom, a division of the German pharmaceutical company Bayer knowingly sold blood clotting agents infected with HIV to Asia and Latin America months after withdrawing them from Europe and the United States. Claimed an American newspaper, Cutter Biological continued to dump stocks of the Factor VIII blood clotting agent for hemophiliacs on poor countries for nearly a year after introducing a safer alternative, according to the New York Times. It happened in the early 1980s, so this isn't a new story. After the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, reported in July 1982 that hemophiliacs were becoming ill from blood products. Up to that time, Factor VIII, produced from plasma of about 10,000 donors, was not screened for HIV, and it became a leading killer of hemophiliacs in the early years of AIDS. This story, by the way, from 2003. Yesterday, Bayer, which has paid out $600 million to settle lawsuits brought by thousands of American hemophiliacs, insisted that it, quote, always behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely, unquote. Now, also, according to the MSNBC story on the same issue, they claim that the FDA wanted this settled quietly. So the FDA, the government organization that's supposedly out to protect you from things like this, wanted to shove this under the rug. Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. It doesn't sound good.
Maybe it's because there might be some people in Bayer that know some people at the FDA, and they're just protecting Bayer, just as government agencies tend to protect those who happen to have political influence.
Looks suspiciously like that.
Yeah. So there's a little bit more information on that for you as we go to the phone calls and talk to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, I'm also calling in from the Gimme Liberty Bar.
What's on your mind?
Well, three things now. First, with the Bayer thing, that was actually before it was certain that HIV caused AIDS. It was suspected to, but it wasn't a sure thing.
Okay.
So there was negligence, but not near the gross negligence that you think it is nowadays.
Right. It looks worse now, and I can see what you're saying.
Okay. Now, another thing, saying, oh, great, a poor graduate student can get the same health care as, oh, this rich, affluent woman, is irrelevant and kind of dumb to say, because it's basically the same thing as, oh, isn't it great that we're forcing Bill Gates to eat the same crappy soup that we're feeding the homeless people.
Well, now, he said he got great service. We're talking about Frank's call from last hour where he was recounting his story from a decade and a half ago in Canada where he was in college. He paid for some sort of private insurance, traveler insurance program, and claimed that he got lovely service in the government-run healthcare system.
Even so, that's moving the bar down for the people that can't afford it.
Well,
you know?
The way I see it is, yes, the government can do a job if they throw enough money at it. But I've used this example in the past, and if I went out and bought a Honda Accord for $75,000, my wife wouldn't consider me to have been successful. She would have considered me to fail, even though the Honda Accord's a fine automobile. I just paid way, way, way too much for it. So maybe, absolutely, Frank said he got good service. He did get good service. He got exceptional service at that clinic in Canada. He absolutely did. But likely the Canadian taxpayer footed the bill and paid double, triple, quintuple what it was supposed to be, including him buying into the system. It just costs too much when government runs things.
And as far as denying service, there's a very good reason for that, why insurances have networks of doctors and so on. Can you imagine how much your insurance would cost if they were required to pay any doctor, no matter how crooked, no matter how much he tried to overcharge?
A whole bunch.
They need to know what reputable doctors are good, provide good service for a good price.
Mm.
And they got to make sure it's not only price, but it's good service, because they want to get gotten done the first time and not have to pay to take care of you more.
Mm.
Very good. So they vet. Basically, you're saying they vet the doctors that they approve under their plans.
What a network is.
It should also be pointed out that Frank was praising the socialist healthcare system in Canada and bashing the United States healthcare system. But what we have in the United States is about a 50% socialist healthcare system.
Right, we've got a socialist system too. So
it's just not as socialist.
Exactly right, Ryan. Final thoughts.
That's about it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. All right, so Mark, you've got an email about supplements.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the FDA, you know, this big government organization, the Food and Drug Administration, that is tasked with keeping you safe from drugs and unapproved treatments. We don't want Americans going out and making their own decisions about what they should put into their body. They should not be able to go and consult an expert and get their opinion and go out and choose for themselves. We in the FDA will decide what is and what is not appropriate.
So the Muslim non-archist writes in, and he babbles a bit in the beginning of the email, and I'm not going to read that. So let's take dietary supplements as an example of relatively unregulated alternative health market. Sounds pretty fair. There's a huge boom. The only thing they're not allowed to do is say, this cures cancer. They can't make a medical claim.
Though they are looking at regulating dietary supplements.
They're doing that, and they're already regulating. But he said relatively, and that's certainly
in comparison
true.
To pharmaceuticals, yes.
Yes. There's a huge boom in the industry. Deregulation is good for the economy. We all agree. But my concern is that deregulation may not be good for the quality control of medical claims. The only way that the independent consumer has of regulating quality is anecdotal evidence, which is unscientific. Medical and statistical research is the only reliable way of determining if supplements really work. Mm-hmm. What we see in the supplement industry is that medical claims are made by marketers of ginkgo biloba, St. John's warts, and others. But studies done by the National Institute of Health, that's the government, show that they don't work, and the market is relatively unaffected by the research. Further, medical research is really expensive, and in a deregulated market, the private sector has no incentive to do the research. They spend all this money, and if it shows their product doesn't work, they'd gain nothing. But even if the research shows that their product does work, they've still gained nothing because, in the unregulated market, they can make the claims without doing the research. And, of course, the consumers tend to ignore the research anyway. This is fairly harmless in the case of dietary supplements, but what about alternative health remedies in which may actually be harmful? How would market forces protect against this?
It's a fine question.
Would you like to, or shall I?
I'll handle that, sure. Well, first of all, there are plenty of quacks out there right now. With the government in existence, and they are making claims. They may not necessarily be advertising them in magazines per se, but you can find all kinds of people. Like there's, I remember, was it Penn and Teller, or am I just making this up? There's this little foot bath thing in the world of alternative healthcare,
mm-hmm.
where you put your feet in the bath. And the claim is that
it will suck
all the toxins from your body through the pores in your feet. Just put your feet in the bath, and you'll sit in the bath, and it just takes them right out. And you can see it, see? You can see the water. It's sucking right out of you. The water gets, very grimy looking, and it really looks like, something's going on. Well, it turns out the whole thing is a totally bunk device. There's some sort of, I don't remember what it is, but there's something in the bottom
rust.
Of the device that basically ejects rust into the water after a certain period of time, and so it makes it look like something's going on when in fact all you're doing is getting a foot bath in rusty water. But people are paying.
You act like that's bad.
People are paying through the nose for this service. So I think it's important to point out this stuff's already happening. If a consumer wants to be ignorant, then no one's going to be able to stop
that. No. Look. We're going to get back to this on the way back, because I got a much better answer than yours.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't even gotten around to the answer. I was just giving an example of one example of quackery that exists today, in the regulatory climate we have. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How would the free marketplace help protect people from these quacks? That's the question. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website we give away, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners, for as little as $3 a month. Now remember, all the website features are on us, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You can sign up by going to amp.freetalklive.com or just go there to learn more about the program and how it is we're taking that money in and turning it around into advertising for the show to get, for instance, we buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, which really makes the show look a lot bigger than it really is, right? Because these program directors around the country are seeing us advertise right next to some of the huge names in talk radio. And you guys, your contributions make this possible. That's just one of the examples of the things we're doing with the money. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, which you've heard people using tonight, as well as the amp-only forum and chat room and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So then, the question from the emailer was in regards to some of the alternative health treatments that are out in America today and some of the claims that are being made that may or may not necessarily be true. And his concern is, or his question was, well, in a free marketplace, what would help protect people from these false claims or these outlandish claims about the health supplements?
Well, what would protect them in the sense that... Because
they're not very well protected now.
Right, he's not asking about health supplements. He's really talking about the medical industry as a whole. What would happen if they deregulated the medical industry?
I see.
And, what sort of... And do you, using it as an example, the current alternative health system and how unregulated it is. Okay, yes, there are a bunch of dollars being dropped into vitamins and minerals and supplements and all that kind of thing. And they are large, they're unregulated, but you have to do some studying to find out about these different products, and there's not a lot of research out there. But let's remember, you're still only talking about 10 to 20% of the marketplace, and that 10 to 20%, most of them still use the medical establishment, which means the medical establishment's still getting 85% of medical dollars out there. So when you say that it's pervasive, It is, but it isn't. It's still a fringe service, which means that when you look at medical services like the drug book by Consumer Reports, absolutely, positively, in an unregulated world where vitamin supplements competed on a level playing field with medical treatments, you would see Consumer Reports and the like, the Better Business Bureau and organizations just like that, would come out with their own rating systems for vitamin supplements that work and ones that are bunk. Like, they would tell you
that. But he says that it costs a lot of money to do that research. And
it costs a lot of money to do that research. Consumer Reports, you know, is the drug book, she ain't free. You're going to have to pay for it, $29.95, or you can get it with a one-year subscription.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how easy it is. Consumer Reports manages to do it. And they do research on all these drugs. Do they take in research from some of the drug companies? I'm sure they do. But they do their own research at the same time and tell you how effective these things are. You'll find out that chromium picolate, which is a supplement, really doesn't do anything to make you bigger and stronger.
Wait, do they put supplements in there?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. You would find that out.
You're saying that you find that out through the
book. Right. It's still a fringe market, and it's just not worth a big hitter like Consumer Reports going in there and spending all that money on research and doing it. In an unregulated market where vitamins and minerals and supplements and these kind of enhanced organic foods could compete on a level market with the drug companies, because the drug companies have all their lobbyists in Washington and these supplement companies do not, well, then you would see Consumer Reports rating these companies the same way.
I don't know much about how medical is regulated, but I do know a little something about how food service is regulated, and I can't imagine that it's too much different. And typically they come in about once or twice a year, and they look at the ceiling, and they walk around for 5 minutes, and then they give you a report, and it's usually pretty good, and they leave, and that's it. And so there's sort of this, I mean, people feel like they're protected, and
it's more of an illusion.
Right, it's just, exactly, it's just a safety net, and my mother, for example, when I first brought up the idea of totally eliminating that, she was very, it's the thought of that scares her, because what about
it
restaurants?
It scares me a little.
What about restaurants? Who will protect us from awful places and stuff? And I just can't imagine that private regulation, I guess you can't even call them regulation, but private inspection companies wouldn't appear up, and people would put stickers in their windows.
Right, because it's demanded. People want that.
Exactly.
They want to be protected. They want to feel safe. And what you're pointing out is that the government, with its bureaucracies, sort of put on this safety theater, sort of like the TSA is security theater. The FDA is sort of safety theater in a way, because they're not really necessarily keeping you safe. They're just really protecting the existing pharmaceutical companies from upstarts and new people getting into the business. And in addition, Mark, I think that we should also help people understand that the vision will be a little bit larger than just Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports is the existing company that is in the marketplace today.
Right.
But in the absence of the FDA,
right, people are going to be concerned about the drugs that they're taking. Because for right now, the FDA does a really crappy job of inspecting drug companies, and
they have a monopoly on inspection.
Right. And people believe, for whatever reason, the federal drug right there, that big stamp, they're fine.
So they don't have to think.
Right, they don't think about it. So then you force people to take responsibility for their own lives rather than handing off to the FDA, which does not do a good job at it. Anybody could do a better job than the FDA does.
They don't do a good job, and they drastically increase costs as well.
Absolutely. So then those costs, which every American does pay in the form of income taxes, would be then returned to the American people so that they could pay for organizations like Consumer Reports. Wouldn't you love to just pay $20 a year for a book to check out how good drugs are, rather than having the FDA around, which God knows how many hundreds of dollars you pay personally per year to
and
keep this stupid, bloated bureaucracy from killing Americans?
The book model's actually outdated. You know, now we've got the internet. You could pay for a subscription to an internet website where you could, information be at your fingertips.
The point is that all kinds of services would spring up, and there's no reason why there wouldn't still be checks and balances as far as whether...
Absolutely.
There, news articles would come out and out medicine companies that were doing things wrong, and, I mean, there's all kinds of ways that this would work out in a free market situation.
And it's important to point out that caveat emptor would still apply then, as it applies today. You can't just... You know, you can't just decide, oh, I need to take XYZ medicine. You don't know. You're not a doctor. You need to do research before you put something in your body. But if you do decide that you don't want to do any research, then, okay, yeah, you could make a mistake. You could take the wrong drug. That's why you consult with experts. You consult with doctors who have already read the journals. They've already done the research for you. You find a doctor that's trustworthy. That way you don't have to go through the... Because somebody might say, well, I don't want to have to do hours and hours of research if
you
I just want to decide. Exactly.
Somebody else will.
The experts are going to do all that work for you. It's just you get to pick the expert based on, again, you know, vetting and based on consumer reviews and word of mouth and that sort of thing. So would people be protected? Yes, as much as they would like to be. You would be protected as much as you want to be protected. If you want to do your own research, you can do that. If you want to trust the experts, you can do that. If you want to trust Consumer Reports, you can do that. If you want to start your own competing agency to compete with Consumer Reports, maybe you think that Consumer Reports has been taking money from the pharmaceutical companies and that you think that you know, a little competition would do some good, then jump into the game. You'd be able to do that in the free marketplace. We'd have such a variety, as you were saying, Julia, of choices and sources for information. It probably would be tough to choose from.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Vince in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Vince.
Well, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, what's sir. On your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Frank's call earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
Last hour. I have to say, I was a little bit disappointed. He's usually a pretty pro-freedom, pretty pro-free market guy.
Yeah.
But to hear him say that he thought the problem in the healthcare industry was profit was a little bit, bothered me a little bit. But I did want to give you guys a little bit of a critique there,
mm-hmm.
if you don't mind. And that is, it sounded to me really silly to hear you guys defending our health care system so vociferously. And I understand that, you know, we have to, you know, socialism's evil and whatnot, but what we have here is socialism.
I don't think we defended the U.S. healthcare system.
Yeah, I tried to back off of our healthcare system, and I asked him questions like, I didn't feel like that was what we're doing, but if that's what it sounded like to you, that's a valid critique.
And
I tried to, you know, I asked him questions like, well, Frank, if the government does a poor job of administering everything else, how come it can administer healthcare in Canada?
Right. And so in the future, I would just point out what we have right now is basically fascist healthcare. It's private in name only. You've got insurance companies that are forced to take on pre-existing conditions. You can walk into a hospital. I mean, that's everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry if we didn't make that clear, man. We've talked about healthcare quite a bit over the past few days, and every time we point out that it's mostly run by the government in this country. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.